progression.
Yes.
Yay.
Ooh.
Yay. Howdy, everybody. It's been a week.
Yes, it
And by
has.
it's been a week, I mean, like, I really need a fucking vacation. Like, it's been a week. So, anyway. So we have some stuff coming up. Firstly, thanks to everybody who came out for Free Comic Book Day. It was awesome. I love you guys. Made me smile. It was good times. And like it was cool. Like I got to see some people I haven't seen in a really long time, and I'm excited to say that. Like, I actually saw a dude I haven't seen since like early college. It was awesome. So like 20 years ago, 25 years ago almost. So, but no, really, thank you guys. It meant a lot for us, or for meant a lot to us that you guys came out in droves. It was good times. So stuff we have coming up. So we have the Pop Culture Guys Pittsburgh Comic Book Show, and that is the 19th, I believe.
Yes, it is.
Okay, cool. We have cosplay karaoke on the 22nd. This time the theme is team up. So doesn't mean you have to actually be like sing as a team, but you know, we want you to come as a with a friend. Come with a friend and be a team on your outfits. You know, like you could be like, I don't know, Wolverine and Jean Grey.
Wolverine or Deadpool, stuff like that.
Deadpool and Siren. It'd be great. So then after that though, we have the Memorial Day Geek Flea Market in Cranberry. And then it's Three Rivers Comic Con, and it's gonna be huge and nuts and crazy and all kinds of things.
Fun
And
times.
for those of you who are vendors, I apologize that the map is not done yet. I keep having people cancel, and I'm trying to fill people off the wait list. I'm hoping to have that filled and ready to go tomorrow. I just had somebody with a very large multi-booth cancel, so I'm trying to fill that out. But it'll be good, I promise. Promise you, we're gonna fill it with cool shit. Cool shit all weekend. Yeah, Scott and I spent the day yesterday. Wait, first we went to the Pirate game, and then we like walked around town and just like dropped off flyers everywhere. If you guys haven't checked out Space Bar in Market Square, you should. It's literally walking into 10 Forward on like the Enterprise. It's awesome. Like we're definitely gonna be doing stuff with them for sure. I've already promised them that. So
There you
that'll be
go.
cool. Yeah, that's pretty much like our next 4 weeks. Oh, did you see the announcement yesterday? I know I posted it to the Three Rivers thing, but CBCS is now doing underground comics. They're the first one of the grading companies to do undergrounds. So very cool. Very excited about that. Because I know like for a while, long time, and I still think CGC won't touch them. Cause they're like, I don't know what volume this thing is, and whatever printing, and it's hard to find it. Whatever. But
Well, they got
anyway.
to do something with those quote unquote awesome labels. And it looks okay. They're not spectacular. But again,
Right.
I follow the different pages on Facebook, and boy, did those CGC boys lose their minds over that label. And I'm like, someone needs a girlfriend, like
Yeah.
bad. If that's what gets you going, I get excited too, but some of these like comments were way too excited for that label. And I'm like, okay, tone it down a smidge.
It's fine. It's fine. So, but yeah, I just thought it was cool that they're doing undergrounds now, and so they're gonna be at the show. It's gonna be a good time. I'll make sure you guys stop by and hang out.
Yeah, I was definitely picking on him at C2E2 a little bit.
Oh yeah,
I
that
was like,
Cody, nice.
oh yeah. I was sent here by John to spy on you, and he just started laughing.
That's awesome. So once I can find a time to actually go to both Bill and Walt's and Doomed Planet, formerly known as Copacetic, literally every single comic shop in the city will have our flyers or posters. All of them. All of them.
I was gonna say
But they
I
just those two shops have super weird hours, so it's hard to get to. So I did stop by for the last 20 minutes of the D&E Toy Show on Sunday. That was pretty cool. Like looked like there were a lot of people that were there. Parking there sucked though. Because I went I so
They gotta
I
fix
started
that.
off I started off I went there at like 9:30, and I was gonna drop some flyers off to some vendors that I know and see if I can drop them off the front. And I drove through the parking lot three times and was like, yep, nope, no parking. I'm not gonna park at Lowe's just to take a shuttle up, just to go and hang out for a half hour and then leave. I was like, I'll just come back at the end of the show. So I drove to Morgantown and dropped off flyers at Four Horsemen and Comics Paradise Plus, which was cool because I got to see both Ron and John, and I love those guys. And I don't get to see them enough, especially Ron. Like, I think the only time last time I saw him was I think at Baltimore. But anyway, and John's expanding. He's expanding to Uniontown, which is cool. And then so I drive back and I just hang out for the last half hour of the show, but I actually found parking up front. Like, it was kind of nice. It just took forever. So yeah. So anyway, yeah, that's pretty much all I got. This week, other than that, has been kind of slow for the news, like nerd news stuff, that I can't really think of much of anything else.
I was gonna say it's been kind of, yeah, it's been kind
Yeah.
of
I
not
will tell you know what I
nothing like
found this
breaking
last week,
news.
right? You know what's actually kind of cool is this last week, I have found some account on Instagram that does so many Arnold Schwarzenegger like redubs, where it's like people like it's like Arnold does this thing, Arnold does that thing, and it has just been absolutely hilarious. And I found one this morning that was Saved by the Bell. It's Zack and Slater having a fight, like an argument, and then they get into a fight. But it's supposed to be so Zack Schwarzenegger and Slater is Sly Stallone, and like they're just doing the stuff. It's just really, really funny. And
I
I
think you
laughed a
sent
lot.
that to me, actually, if I
I think I
remember
did
right.
too. So,
Yeah.
I am going to on Sunday though. So I have to prep next weekend. I have to be on a podcast, and we're to watch the original Crow, read the graphic novel, and talk about it. So I have my book. It came in soft cover, which I thought was going to be hardcover, but that's fine. So I'm going to be doing that on, I think, this Sunday. So I got to go out to the mills and interview some people for the con staff, and then I'll head back home and watch The Crow. And I'm excited for it because I haven't watched the original movie in a long time. So
Was
actually,
going to say it's supposed to be in theaters.
I got to
It's
figure
supposed to
out
be
how
in
to
theaters in the next two couple of weeks here, if I'm
the
not
original one.
mistaken. Yeah, because it's
That's
the 30th
awesome.
anniversary. So
Oh.
30th anniversary, we're gonna put it out in theaters, and I was thinking about maybe taking the me and the wife going together.
Yeah.
So, yeah, because she remembers standing in line for it. I
Oh,
didn't
it's on
see it.
Paramount? Neat.
I think so. Yeah.
On Paramount and on Prime. All right,
Prime.
cool.
Yep.
Well, it's free to stream on Paramount. You can rent it on Prime, it looks like.
Well, if you have Prime, I think
Yeah, probably.
you can
Well, the
do it for
new one
free.
comes out in August.
Yeah.
So, pretty excited for that. I think it looks good. I remember
Yeah.
talking to a couple people at Free Comic Book Day about it. I thought it looked good. Oh, and if you haven't seen this sucker in the stores this week, you should. Well, you can't find it in Cranberry because I bought theirs. This is the Nightwing Compendium. So it collects volume one, the 1 to 4, then the 1 to 25, the 1 million, the first annual, the Wizard Presents 1/2, the Nightwing and Huntress 1 to 4, Green Arrow volume 2, 134, 135, Robin volume 255, and Detective Comics 723 through 725, and also Detective 1 million. This is mostly the Scott McDaniel, Chuck Dixon stuff. I have most of this in singles. I bought it because I just didn't want to bust out all my stuff and have to
Redo.
redo it.
Yeah.
Not all of it is Scott and Chuck. I think most of it's Chuck, but I don't think Scott does all of the art in here. I know Mike, I think Mike Lilly did some of this. But yeah, I'm real excited for it. Like the coloring looks great. Like everything looks pretty much the way I remember it in the 90s. Like coloring wise too. Like it's not mixed up or anything. I'm wondering though, if the Green Arrow issues are like mixed in, or if they're not. Because that's really what I want. But I just love the fact that like you open it up. Oh wow, there you go. It tells you everything that's in there. And it's that like the Denny O'Neil Greg Land run, like the mini where he's got this god awful outfit going on. So
Yeah.
yeah. Oh yeah, check this out. I found out Zoom will do stuff because I'm using a Mac. If I do this, what? Right? Right? It's kind of neat, right?
Now,
All right.
since we're showing off, I might as well show my stuff off real quick here because I
Sure.
already showed you off. But this is for the audience here. Continuing my, this is ordering off a buddy of mine off Instagram. He just started, but he's really good at it. He found me a Incredible Hulk 104, which is the first meeting of Rhino and the Hulk. It's really nice condition. Usually this is faded. These colors are super crisp. And then he threw this in because we were talking about foreign stuff. He sent me the foreign version of the first full appearance of Omega Red in Italian. It
Can
even
you read
has
it?
I can understand some Italian spoken. Reading is a different thing altogether. I can read German. I can't read Italian.
Well,
But I can
interesting.
understand if spoken to me,
So this summer's
especially if it's
Duolingo
swear
is going to be
words.
Italian.
If it's swear words, I understand it pretty well because that was most of my childhood.
Gotcha.
That was my grandmother and grandfather swearing at each other because they didn't want an impressionable young grandson, but they're like, they didn't realize they're like, you guys are yelling at each other and pointing and middle fingering, so I'm assuming you guys are swearing. So I'll just pick that up.
I'm just gonna pretend that I know that I don't know what you're saying,
Same, yep.
whatever. So, all right, let's talk comics And maybe this will be a slightly earlier night. We'll talk about X-Men at the end, like usual.
Yes.
Because we have it's the penultimate episode this week. Next week's the finale of season one. So,
Yep.
all right. Oh, look, you're first.
There you go. Giant sized X-Men 1.
I love all of these angels, by the way. Angel's one of my favorite characters.
Yeah, this was basically Angel centric, which is kind of weird. They when they do the giant size stuff, they did giant size Storm, giant size Nightcrawler. They did just X-Men with this one, which is weird, but ooh. The story starts off Angel, he's excuse me, I choked on my own spit. Awesome.
Great. Please don't die.
I'm cool. I'm cool. I'm drinking my sponsored Faygo soda my wife found for me. But this was Angel starts having like is going through like a kind of a dream state. And it turns out the dream state is more real because his dreams are grabbing him. He soon realizes that these different early versions of the X-Men and himself, because he keeps changing his costume throughout the book. It's they're robots and androids and whatnot. And he's like, oh, this must be Arcade. And he hears a female voice going, no, I studied under that madman, but my name is Maze. But apparently she likes to play similar games to Arcade, except she says she at least gives her opponents a way out of the games to win. So she says the game is truth or die. She basically just asks him like a lot of questions of his traumatic experiences throughout comics, like him killing one of his best friends, him not knowing if the X-Men were truly his friends or just using him for his fortune. You know, it's a lot of very traumatic stuff that he went through. His character has gone through over the years in comics. He eventually passes this game, and then she's like, well, it's good that you're one of the good guys. Because again, this is a little bit of a tie-in to the Krakoa era. So
Right.
the story wasn't bad. The art's really good in the first part. The second part is this was the old school team up with the Thing and Angel. And it's old school because it starts out them dancing in the disco with a Thing in a white leisure suit doing the John Travolta pose. So,
Nice.
and all of a sudden, like, Angel's not feeling good. And they go to a bathroom and they both get knocked out. And they find themselves in this, like, pretty much like a D&D dungeon, chained up, hanging upside down. The very cliche, oh no, we're stuck. They get out. They find out that, again, with the androids, there's an android that looks like Magneto. But it turns out it's Toad is controlling all this stuff. He's the mastermind in this. It's definitely like one of those, if you
What?
have, yeah, it's it is a weird, like only di they only did this stuff in the 70s before you and I were born. So of course
Okay.
they did this weird stuff. They must have been tripping, But it was fun because you always get those old slip in an old school comic to go with the newer stuff. I don't know what I'm gonna give this like a solid, give me scrambled eggs, bacon, but I'm gonna give it something from the 70s. Tang to drink. So
Nice. Oh,
Tang
speaking of
is for the
Tang,
beverage.
so I watched that movie, the Unfrosted, the Jerry Seinfeld movie
The one
about
about
Pop
Pop
Tarts,
Tarts.
and they totally make a Tang joke in there. It's pretty fun.
Oh,
Like the
nice.
movie's super tongue in cheek and very, it's quite funny, but it's not like extremely accurate if you were looking for like a real documentary. So
So it's not like the
anyway.
McDonald's one with Michael Keaton in it.
The Founder, that movie was amazing.
Oh, yeah, it was.
But
Super
no, it was not.
sinister, though.
Right? All right. My first book is Boy Wonder number one. So this, I think this takes place at a slightly different, like a slightly different universe. And I only say that because in this universe, Babs and Dick have a kid. So anyway, it's mostly about Damien, and it's mostly his backstory, and how he was like raised by Talia al Ghul to be the grandson of the demon, and then he ends up like going with Batman, and Batman's like, yo, you can't kill people, please stop cutting people's heads off. And it's just very interesting because like there's like a whole scene where like Dick and Barbara are beating up these little demons, and they're just talking about picking up baby formula, and then all of a sudden like the giant demon shows up. And Damien decides he's gonna kick it, and it ends up being Clayface. And then he kind of has like a very interesting kind of moment with Dick. They do a little bit of Dick's background, like how he was a Robin. And then Damien kind of like, he's kind of mad because like Dick and Barbara had to like actually stop Clayface, so he goes off and just finds like a purse snatcher and kicks his ass and saves this old lady. So it's a little bit of fun, only because like it's very quick, it's very like Darwin Cookie on the art, like similar style to Darwin Cook. I really enjoyed it, but it was no, like the information wasn't anything new. It was just a retelling of Damien and Dick's kind of backgrounds, which I already kind of knew that. So but it was fun and it was okay. So I'm gonna give this like I'm gonna give it like a stack of like chocolate chip pancakes and then a glass of water. So it's like, oh, lots of flavor, but just down the hatch boring. Like, so it's not a boring book if you already know the stories, but it's definitely not, like I said, it's not anything new or super engaging. But for the people who don't know a lot about the Robins, it's pretty good. So it's okay. Boom. Look how angry he looks.
Oh yeah, with
Like also his
the
claws, like they're
suit.
now like coming, like they're doing this. They're like coming up. Like it's like, what are you doing?
Yeah, well, to be fair, this book is not heavy on the Wolverine. That was last issue, but this is Wolverine 49. Sabretooth gets trapped in like another Krakoa seed. One of the exiles traps him in it, and
Okay.
he starts going through a therapy session with this, I guess it would be a figment of I don't want to say his imagination, but let's just go with that. And he starts kind of doing the therapy thing. And of course, Sabretooth is just like, this is bull, you know, and just kind of trying to rage a little bit. But the thing is, it's Krakoa kind of clamping down on him and keeping him trapped. As he's going through this, his son, which the other Sabretooths were like thinking, oh, well, this'll, you know, we'll take out the original crew. We need his son. Well, his son ends up betraying them, kills all them. Like he kills the, was it the bird ver the bird slash shapeshifter Sabretooth Creed? And then he destroys like a bunch of sentinels. And as he's done doing that, this is where Wolverine and X-Force come down. Now, Wolverine is wearing this suit because apparently his healing factor is not working right now. Again.
Dumb.
Well, I didn't read the other two issues, so I'm a little behind. So this was kind of skipping from the one point. So, but Wolverine starts fighting Creed's son. As that's going on, we'd get back to Sabretooth, and he's like, he basically just said, I'm messed up and I like being messed up, and just rips the reality apart with his bare
Oh, wow.
hands. So we're getting to the end of this because I think 50 is the last one, if I'm not mistaken. So everything's coming to a head. It's a little weird, but again, this all started with them throwing him into the Krakoa pit anyway. So it's one of those things of, okay, we're kind of getting back to the where everything started to begin with. I'm gonna give this like a, give me like two sheets breakfast burritos. Like it was
Like
quick.
full burrito
No,
or
the
like the
breakfast
little one?
burritos are the small ones, smaller
No, no,
ones.
no. Trust me, I've had a breakfast burrito there.
Oh, you must have ordered it like that.
Yeah. Like
Okay.
you can make
No,
your own.
these are the two quickie ones. These are
Oh,
the two for three or two for $4, whatever the heck they are.
Got it. Got it.
So they're quickie. It satiated the appetite a little bit. I think everything's going to come to the head in the last issue, which is going to be awesome because I've enjoyed the whole Sabretooth War. This was like really cool way to end this volume of Wolverine, especially with what Bloodhunt coming up here pretty soon with him doing the
Right.
spinoff. So
All right.
yeah.
All right. My next book is Space Ghost Number One. Thank you for the guys at Four Horsemen for having one left on the shelf for me to buy because we were out.
Yeah, we are.
I think Waterfront has actually a couple, but whatever. So this is written by my boy Dave Pepos. This book was not anything like I expected it to be. It was so much more adult. It was so much more like good sci-fi superhero-y type stuff.
So
So
this isn't your Adult Swim version of Space Ghost.
correct. Right. This is like you get to see Jan and what's her brother's name? I can't remember. Jer? Something like that. And Blip the Monkey. And Blip the Monkey is the thing that the bad guys are actually chasing after. There's like a crazy in space gunfight. Like Space Ghost comes out and just starts beating ass. It's just so good. Like he's almost like you actually get to see him do superhero-y stuff. It was way more like the old cartoons, actually probably better written than these old cartoons. But I mean, because like Brack and what's the other one's name? Sisto, Brack and Sisto, like, are they also trying to get the kids and trying to get Monkey, and like it's just like action packed. The art is fantastic. The writing is solid. Like it's got more action in it than Thundercats 1 did, and Thundercats 1 had a lot of action in it. I'm real excited about this book. I think it's really good. I'm probably gonna read more of it, but holy crap, was it just like brutal. I'm gonna give this like this is a full tremendous 12 slash lumberjack slam for me. This book was fucking awesome.
Nice.
So if you guys haven't read this book, make sure you check it out. It is really, really, really good. Really good.
Right. Because I am the black white guy reading all these books.
Phrasing.
Sorry, I couldn't help it. It was there.
Waiting for Marvin to
I
be like,
saw
what the
this.
fuck did he just say? Like in the chat.
Sorry, man. You know what I mean. But they're doing all
Oh my
these black
God.
and white and whatever color comics. So, of course, Ninja Turtles had to do one. But instead of red, they do green for
Right.
obvious reasons. This was fun. This was a fun book. Of course, there are four stories because there are four turtles. So each story was basically centered around a different turtle for the most part. First one is Donnie is sitting there on his computer, and his brothers are getting worried because he's been sitting at his computer for a long time and hasn't actually been training. They're like, he's even ignoring pizza. And it's like,
Well, that's not good.
yeah, well, he just, I think this one was kind of a whole, for those anxiety nerds that, when you're sitting at the computer, you're in control. And I feel like that was the message being conveyed. But he's always keeping track of his brothers through his computer and his tech. But then he loses track of his brothers and he starts worrying. So he goes out and he finds them, and he kind of realizes that he doesn't have to be the nerd that sits at the computer all the time, and he can be out and help his brothers with training and fighting as well. So that was a cool little number one story. I love the art. Each is done in a different style of art. I liked each artist that was in here. What was it? The next story was Leonardo gets teleported to some medieval land. And it's kind of very D&D like. Like his sword is like a actual broadsword instead of a ninja sword, and he kind of becomes like the warrior king of the land.
Oh.
And apparently there's a crystal that could take him home, and he finally like he gets it and it starts, and lo and behold, his brothers come and they're like, dude, where have you been? You've been missing for like a couple of days. And he's like, dude, I've been here for like a year. And they're like, that's not the way our time works. So and then he comes back and everything returns to normal. But it was a cool little like almost D&D like background that he was doing.
Wow.
And then it was Raph's turn. Of course, it's typical Raph losing control, getting angry during a training session. He goes to bed and he's in this sleep dream state. And where he gets a guy named Opie. He ends up fighting some sort of thief god. And he actually starts finding his inner peace. And he also finds a way to apologize to his brothers for being a jerk. So, that was cute. The last one is, what is it? Donnie's working an experiment in the lab. Mikey comes in and starts messing with stuff. And there's this, the experiment that Donnie was working on is some sort of slime, but they call it snot throughout the whole thing. And of course, the snot slash slime ends up watching the guy's train morphs itself into a turtle and starts training with them. And it's ridiculous. It's weird and goofy, but it's funny because they finally put the slime snot turtle in its containment unit and all is well. This, like I said, this was fun. Some of it seemed very serious. Some of it seemed very Saturday morning cartoon-ish
Was Vanilla
turtles.
Ice in it?
No, there was no vanilla ice in it.
That's
But it
sad,
is only
because
number one.
Go Ninja, Go! Go Ninja, Go Ninja, Go! It's right on the cover. Come on.
It's true. No, it was really cool. I like the where they put the green in various areas was pretty cool.
That's good.
So I'm definitely giving this like, give me a really a pizza omelet. So we're staying with the theme there.
There we
So
go.
a
There we go.
pizza omelet there, with some what do they drink with their pizza? They didn't really say. Let's
They
go with
never
some
really show that. Yeah.
yeah. Well, let's go with it here.
A
Fago,
Faygo.
they're drinking Fago with their pizza omelet. There we go. So
The turtles are juggalos.
might as well. Might
Maybe.
as well. You got to
Jeez. All
replace
right.
the vanilla ice with ICP. It's all good.
There you go. Ice, ICP, ICP, whatever. All right, my last book is Amory Wars, No World for Tomorrow, volume or number one. Brought to you by the guys in Coheed and Cambria. So this picks up Ambolina is dead. Ambolina is the crowing. She was, or Ambolina was the prize. Sorry. The crowing is dead, which is I believe that's Jesse, his uncle. But most of this book is the bad guy, which is William Ryan, kind of like reading a prophecy for a bit, talking about the fence, and they go and they talk to like a couple other characters, but it's mostly them just talking about how the crowing is dead. And then at the end of the book, okay, there's a couple cool things. Firstly, we get to see the fence, which is actually kind of cool because there's like parts where they're flying through space and it's just dead bodies everywhere. Because the fence, if you look at the keywork on a Coheed and Cambria book or record, it's like a triangle of like connecting a bunch of planets and shit. That triangle is what's called the fence, right? That fence is made up of souls from the dead planets. But we don't find that out until the Year of the Black Rainbow, or after the Year of the Black Rainbow when we do Ascension and Descension net records, but whatever. They talk a little bit about all that stuff in here. The Claudio character is buried. Ambolina, who was the prize, who is like his love, and who like showed him how to use his powers and stuff like that. So him and the girl that I can't remember what her name is, who was Jesse's kind of like squire-ish person. They end up meeting up with some Red Army guys at the end. So my My only criticism about this book, because it was very well written and it did tell the story. The problem I have with it is it was a little too fast. Like there wasn't enough. Like I thought it could have been like twice as many pages, because it's a very thin book. But this, if you are a Coheed fan, this is the last part of the Amory War, the original Amory Wars run. This is the last volume of it. So I don't know what they're gonna do, if they're gonna do anything after this. I hope they do, because there is a lot of cool story to go. This is the same team that worked on Good Apollo Burning Star 4 Volume 1 Into the Eyes of Madness. So I'm giving this book, all right, I'm gonna get this is gonna sound terrible. I'm gonna give this like one of those omelets that you make only with the whites, right?
Oh, okay.
Like, so it looks
Hmm.
good, it's just not as filling as you want
It's
it to be.
a healthy option.
It is. But honestly, like only because, like I said, it could have had a little more meat to it. I thought it was very quick. But it is going to be another, I think, 12 part, 6 or 12 part series. And it'll finish off the Amory War stuff. You can go onto Boom's website, I'm pretty sure, and Coheed's website, and actually pre-order the hardcover. And then if you need the whole run, they're doing all of them into one big slipcase. It looks awesome.
Nice.
Yeah, I just don't have the kind of cash to spend on that. I bought a guitar instead, so whatever.
Yeah, I was gonna say, yeah, had enough for a guitar, John.
I could have not bought this digital drum set that you see right behind me. Whatever. It's all good. All right, let's talk about X-Men for a little bit, and then we'll wrap up here a little early tonight for once.
It's all good.
Oh, no, one more nerd news thing real quick. Did you see that Disney and so it's Disney, Hulu, and then HBO are going to be a bundle now? Like
How does
Max?
that work?
I don't know. Because I was like, Warner Brothers and Disney working together? What the hell?
Unless
So,
Disney's buying Warner Brothers.
or Disney's buying Max.
Well. Isn't that like one and the same anymore? It's everything's.
No, I think it's a thing where, like, because right now if you have Hulu or Disney and you have the bundle, you can watch one on the other. So I can open Disney and watch Hulu stuff, and I can open Hulu and watch Disney stuff.
Okay.
So
Yeah.
I think you'll then just be able to, it'll be like an add-on, right? Because like you can do Showtime with Amazon,
Yeah.
and I think you can do the same thing with Paramount.
Yes.
I thought Paramount and HBO were gonna partner up, but I don't know.
Maybe something happened in the world. There's so much going on, it's hard to keep track. So
Marvin says, sounds like cable. Yeah. I mean, we went from paying a lot of money for a whole bunch of live TV and some on-demand stuff to let's just pay a little bit for the internet and then pay a shitload because we have like so many streaming series.
yeah,
So,
it's
but
true
yeah.
though. But we
Anyway.
said Disney Plus, X-Men 97. I'm gonna say this, and I think most of the YouTubers and internet kind of agree. This is possibly the best iteration of the comics. And updating it just a smidgen and fitting it all
Well,
in a
they
half
blur
hour.
it. I mean, they like so this episode is pretty much Fatal Attraction. But it's not 100% Fatal Attraction because like they are on Asteroid M fighting, and Fatal Attraction is they weren't.
Yes. They're
So there are
mixed
definitely
together a lot of things.
they're definitely keeping their universe a little more fluid, kind
Yes.
of mixing some stuff, but they're doing it in a way where it works, and that's
Yes.
the important part.
Yes.
But yeah, like to see, well, first off, to see like people be like Magneto was right, and then like Rogue leave, and then fucking Roberto goes with them, and you're
Yeah.
just like, what the hell? Like,
Yeah.
I thought the throwback costumes were awesome. I
Yes.
mean, they do that in the comics too, but
Yeah.
it was
Oh,
very cool.
I speaking as a Wolverine fan, I don't know how many old school Wolverine guys are like, yes, the tan and gold outfit. Oh my God, it's my favorite outfit ever. Like,
Right.
and I'm like, I get it, excitement. What I was excited for, if you looked before you saw the costumes, you got that quick snapshot of the vehicles, the Wolverine motorcycle
Yep.
from Toy Biz.
Yep.
And I had to show that to my wife. And she's like, is that the Wolverine motorcycle you have? I was like, yes, it is. She's like, wow. I was like, yeah. I was like, someone had
Yep. Oh
that as a kid.
yeah. I just, like this show just consistently is hitting all the right beats,
Yes.
right? The only thing I don't like about it is that it has a little bit too much overarching storyline. Like the old ones didn't do that as much. Unless it was like a four-parter, whatever. Like it really wasn't one cohesive thought process, which is kind of the magic of the old one, because it was like it strung you together, but it was like, we're gonna focus on this, and then we're gonna focus on this, but we're not gonna go back to that. We're just gonna keep going. So this one had a little too much like that, but they did make it work. I just hope it doesn't bite them in the butt at the end, right?
I don't think it will
I don't think it will
because
either, but
I think they're going to they're putting together a lot of storylines that literally took like 6 months of comics, and then you truncate it down and then you mix it up a little bit. Like, I think one of the guys that I follow on YouTube, the Comics Explained guy, Rob Jefferson, said he had a list like this of every storyline they've hit just this season. And we're not even done yet. We still have one episode to go.
Oh
And
yeah, I
the
mean, it's pretty much
speculation,
been
is going to be Onslaught, or at least the beginning of the Onslaught saga. Which,
that is of the vibe I'm picking up too. I feel like
yeah.
they're gonna go with Onslaught at the end.
Yeah.
So
I'm all down for Feral Wolverine. I know that he is not the most popular of Wolverine kit like designs. Hopefully they'll tweak it so it's not as bad. But I think he could work with it. And I don't think he's going to be without his claws for very long.
right.
I think they're going to do a thing similar to Storm, where he's going to go off on his own. You won't see him for maybe three episodes, and then he comes back, and he's. I would think it would be cool to see him as Death, like in apoc if Apocalypse like gets a hold of him. I think that could be an excellent way to start season two.
Marvin asks, will he have a nose?
I hope so. I hope they really don't do that. Although, to
I
be
agree.
fair, I do want him to have the hood over his face. I did kind of like that part of it, where he was kind of a Zorro-esque type mask.
Right. I mean, because we have not, like, what the one thing we have not seen yet from the original series is Fabian Cortez slash Apocalypse yet. So
That's
I'm
true.
wondering if that's how this is going to wrap up. next week, and then we'll get then it'll lead into an actual Age of Apocalypse. Like that would be super cool. So I'm happy with everything the way it is. I think it's great. I love that everybody's getting into it again.
Yes.
But part of me is just like, man, I wish the episodes were either twice as long or
They would have had a couple more episodes out of it.
or if the season was like 15 episodes instead. But I'm really digging it, man. I think it's good.
I love the morph into the Hulk. That
Yes,
was
Morph Smash.
bash. I was like, oh, I was like, that's beautiful. That's beautiful.
Yeah, that was really good. So, oh yeah, tomorrow, Doctor Who, the first episode of the new season of Doctor Who kicks in tomorrow. So don't forget about that. The finale of Franklin, I think, is tonight. Yeah, it's gonna be a good time, man. There's a lot of good stuff out there, and
Yeah.
I'm really
Like
excited
you said,
to.
all the movies are starting to come up here, you know.
Yeah.
Deadpool Wolverine's getting a little closer.
Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes just kicked out. So, did I send you the video of where it's Wolverine and Jean singing "Scotty Doesn't Know" at Cyclops?
I've seen the meme.
Because that was there. Somebody turned it into a video. Like
Oh
they made a
yeah.
video. Like they made a like with the audio, and I was like, "This is
Oh
awesome!" Yeah.
wow. Because
Just
that's
wanted to
been an
check my.
old meme for a while. I remember that been a few years ago.
Scotty doesn't know. So, yeah, and Star Trek Discovery only has like four episodes left and it's done. Like done. Like, you know, there's a lot of stuff going on. So it's just I
Isn't
wish
the new
that
Star Wars thing coming out too? The
Acolyte, yeah,
Acolyte?
it comes out like the beginning of June.
That's what I we haven't talked about that was the preview. They had the full preview of it. It looks pretty good.
It does.
But my whole thing is I kind of wish they did more Old Republic stuff. It's like I'm kind
Yeah.
of tired of like the High Republic. I want Old Republic. I want the beginning. I want like cool old school Sith Lords that's not Darth Sidious and that, you know? Not
Well,
that
we'll
the
see.
Acolyte's going to be that. I think this is, you know, we it looks like it's around the time. This is like before everything, you know, before Phantom Menace, before all that. So, you know, it's early enough, I guess, but I really, really wanted to see more Old Republic-ish type stuff. But
I
I
agree.
guess we shall
I think that would
wait.
be a good thing to see that because they haven't really dove into that yet. And that's kind of why I'd like to see it. So, but all right, wrapping it up a few minutes early this week, guys. Thanks for watching. Thanks for hanging out. Thanks for listening. Thanks for doing all the things nerds like to do. And again, we'll see you at Three Rivers Comic Con. Make sure you pick up something at your local comic shop this week. It doesn't have to be our shop, but it would be nice if it was. But support, really, seriously, get out there, go read something, go find something, ask somebody at the shops what they're reading, ask them about a good story, ask if you want a graphic novel. Ask for like a recommended graphic novel. If you're getting into manga, ask where I can find a volume one of anything. They're just going to tell you Five Below, but it's fine. And then don't forget, we have all kinds of events coming up. We also have our customer appreciation sale coming up. We have a couple Elwood events coming up where we're going to open up the old store and put out like all of our con stocks, like our $3 con stock stuff. Those are coming up in a little bit. And that's about it. But thank you. Good night, Marvin. Thank you, sir. Good night, sir. We'll see you. He's going to be a guest on our show the Thursday before the con, mostly to talk about his books that are going to premiere at the show. It's going to be great. I've seen a lot of good stuff on social media about it, so. All right, guys. Have a good night. We will catch you next week.